John Barnes became an instant hero when he scored this wonder goal against Brazil at the Maracanã in 1984. Since then, we might not have won anything, but boy, have we had some heroes.
Your chosen list is very obvious.
There's a lot of players not on that list of great players, and high amongst them is Neil Ruddock.
Glenn Hoddle, obviously. John Terry.
A player you've got to talk about is David Platt.
And Kenny Sansom.
Sol Campbell.
I've got to mention Darren Anton as well.
This lot didn't make it in either. And if you don't like it, tough. Get your own show. Anyway, first up, it's Carlton Palmer. I'm only kidding. It's the Waddler.
We shared rooms for 8 years, always making a cup of tea. You want a cup of tea? He's quite a bossy roommate. I remember Gazza was going through this phase where he's talking to himself. It was hilarious. You think he's like, yeah, but go ahead. Talking to himself, and like, instantly say, get out, and get him out, physically throw him out.
The governor's defining moment came in Rome against Italy, when bandaged and bloodied, he led England to qualification for France 98.
He's a tremendously gifted footballer who I suppose famously was never supposed to have any pace to lose as he got older. So, of course, he played the game well into his 70s.
And he liked a night out as much as the next man, especially in Hong Kong just before Euro 96. Bit of toothache, boys. At 16, it's old Safe Hands himself, or as his fellow pros still call him...
The goalie. That's what we call him, just call him the goalie.
The whole aim of shooting practice was to see if we could get Dave Seaman to dive.
A lot of the time, couldn't score past him in training.
He'd knock a load away with his arms, he'd get so close to you and then he'd just go like that and the ball would hit him and go out.
At 14, it's the architect of that Euro 96 team.
Terry was a very gifted coach. Terry Venables is thinking about the strategy of football from the moment that he wakes up to the moment that he goes to sleep.
I think Terry's great skill, again, was getting very similar to Bobby Robson, getting players to play for him. Players like Terry, they could relate to Terry, and he had a brilliant footballing brain as well.
After the break, a couple of midfield maestros.
Beardsley was a genius.
Has there been a midfielder who scored more goals?
He's about the best I've ever played with, easily. He's a proper leader.